The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. 4 days until Obamacare signups begin. Have you called your patient navigator yet?
A patient navigator is somebody who provides unbiased information about the plans in the marketplace.
But some legislators don't trust them. More after this from David Harris of AJC. Even supporters of Obamacare will tell you that the transition is not going to be easy, which is why the government is spending $67 million to train a network of healthcare navigators to help people enroll. But these navigators are not government workers. The government contracts with nonprofit organizations like the Epilepsy Foundation of Florida, where navigator Adrian Madriz works.
There is a significant portion of the training devoted to making sure that patient navigators are aware of the sensitivity of the information that they will be dealing with.
But some states don't trust the navigators, and they want them licensed. Georgia State Representative Richard Smith sponsored a law to regulate them like insurance agents.
You know, it's like somebody does your income tax. You want them knowledgeable in what they're doing.
But there might be another reason for this type of regulation. Here's a clip recorded last month at a Republican Party gathering in Georgia. The speaker is Georgia's State Insurance Commissioner, Ralph Hudgens. Listen.
The problem is Obamacare.
Amen.
Let me tell you what we're doing. Everything in our power to be an obstructionist.
Now, Mr. Hudgens declined to be interviewed by CBS News, but CBS's Mark Strassman asked Representative Smith, who sponsored the licensing law, if maybe that was the thinking behind it.
There's nothing in the bill that was intended to thwart Obamacare.
No. We can't thwart Obamacare because it's the law of the land.
So he's apparently operating in good faith. But the insurance commissioner's comments seem to echo what the president said at yesterday's health care pep rally.
Republicans' biggest fear at this point is not that Affordable Care Act will fail. What they're worried about is it's going to succeed.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.